At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Coming up in about 10 minutes or so, we are going to head to Detroit, Michigan for the Chiefs Week 6 matchup against the Lions. That game is on Sunday Night Football. Well, you know what? There is going to be a week this year that you get the chance to watch the Chiefs play on Monday Night Football and also play on Sunday Night Football, October 6th. For the Monday night game in Jacksonville, October 12th, they play the Lions at home for Sunday Night Football. Let's cover both of them in this. We are going through every team that the Chiefs play on their schedule this season. We are at week 5. Let's head to Jacksonville right now to be joined by a friend of the show, Ryan Green with 1010XL down in Jacksonville. Ryan, happy to have you join us again today, my man.
Carrington, how are you, buddy?
Doing fantastic. Let's start with this. Where are fans, where is the media at with Trevor Lawrence? He certainly had a lot of hype, a lot of buzz coming into his career. He certainly has had some bright spots, but I don't think his career has gone the way that people expected it to go. Where are people at with the Jaguars quarterback?
Well, there's certainly questions about him coming into year 5. I won't debate that, but people are still high on him. I think a lot of people are just hopeful now that there's some stability. I mean, if you go back to his final year, Carrington, at Clemson, you're talking about 4 head coaches in his last 6 years of football, 4 offensive coordinators in his last 6 years of football. I mean, that's a bad hand to be dealt for anybody. So now with Liam Cohen, the first young offensive mind that Trevor's had as his head coach in the NFL, Grant Yudinski, the youngest offensive coordinator in the game, innovative ideas. There's a lot of hope here that finally, coming into year 5 for Trevor, they're going to really be able to see his potential.
Right now, we're talking to Ryan Green, who covers the Jacksonville Jaguars, just going through their team, learning a little bit more about them this year. Where would you have Trevor Lawrence ranked? We talk a lot about top 5. I don't think that Lawrence is there. Do you think he's a top 10 quarterback, maybe somewhere in that 8 to 10 range? Is he a top 12 quarterback? Where do you kind of project him? Where do you think he lands in the quarterback hierarchy?
No, I'm more realistic. I think some Jaguar fans would argue top 10. I will not. I say he's in the top half. I mean, I don't know if you can tell me 16 other quarterbacks that you would rather have than Trevor Lawrence. You could probably get to 10. You could probably get to 12. So I'll say he's somewhere in the top 16 of quarterbacks in the league. And look, I mean, there have been a lot of bright spots. There have been some issues. There have been some injury concerns. There's been kind of everything. When Trevor's been good, he's been really good. It's just been few and far between. But I'll say he's in the top half of quarterbacks in the league, at least as we enter 2025.
I look at Jacksonville's offseason plan. It's a lot like what we saw in Chicago. Now, I get it. One is Chicago, one is Jacksonville, a much bigger media market in one situation than the other one. But if you think about it, you got a talented young quarterback. You're trying to get him back on track. You go get the offensive-minded head coach. You go get him a massive weapon in the offseason. I think there's a lot of similarities. Let's talk about the head coach. You guys go get the offensive coordinator for Tampa Bay. That feels like the right move for where Trevor Lawrence is in his career.
Yeah, I agree. You look at what Liam Cohen did with Baker Mayfield last year in Tampa. Baker had the best year of his career, and it wasn't even close. And we're hoping that lightning strikes twice. You know, a number one overall pick in Baker Mayfield that some were ready to send out to pasture. Obviously, he's had a revolution to his career in Tampa. Trevor Lawrence, a number one pick that a lot of people, again, are wanting to send out to pasture. We're hoping Liam Cohen can come in here and do the same thing with Trevor that he did with Baker Mayfield. And then obviously there's the Travis Hunter factor, the Brian Thomas Jr. factor. There are a lot of weapons that Trevor will have at his disposal this year.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Right now, we're taking a closer look at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Let's talk about their big addition this offseason. They have added Travis Hunter, the number two overall pick from Colorado. Is the plan to use him as a wide receiver that plays corner or a corner that plays wide receiver?
The plan coming in is he is going to be a wide receiver that is going to play corner. I think he is going to be a primary wide receiver along with Brian Thomas Jr. But Carrington, make no mistake about it, man. He is going to play defensive back as well. Does that mean 15 snaps a game? Does that mean 25 snaps a game? I don't know. I don't really know if anybody knows this early in the process. But he's going to play on both sides of the ball. But I think he is, if you're going to label him as something, he is going to be a wide receiver that is also going to play defensive back.
I actually think that's probably the right way to use him. I mean, I'm looking at supply and demand, and there's certainly fewer great corners in the league than great wide receivers. But I also think that he's a guy, if he primarily focused on either one of the sides of the ball, I think he could be an 1,100-yard receiver. I also think he could maybe be the best corner in the National Football League. It certainly makes sense to me with Trevor Lawrence also going out to get the offensive-minded head coach. It makes a lot of sense to use him primarily on that side of the ball.
Well, and the idea of him on one side and Brian Thomas Jr. on the other with Trevor Lawrence, you know, they went and got Deami Brown in the offseason who had a really good playoff run with Washington. He's going to kind of be the third wide receiver. They really like Brenton Strange at tight end, which is why they let Evan Engram go, who ultimately signed with Denver. And remember, you still have Travis Etienne. You still have Tank Bigsby. They drafted the fastest running back in the draft in Bashel Tootin out of Virginia Tech. Speed, speed, and more speed is what the Jaguars have on offense, which is what Liam Cohen likes. And I'll give general manager James Gladstone credit. At only 34 years of age, he has come in here this offseason and really turned this roster upside down, which was needed based on, obviously, the last couple of years here in Jacksonville.
Ryan, we have to talk about the trade that sent Travis Hunter to Jacksonville. It's funny because, I mean, the number two overall pick was traded in this year's draft class, and it doesn't even feel like it was one of the five biggest stories surrounding the draft. They gave up a lot to go get Travis Hunter. What do you make of the trade, and what does he need to do to justify giving up that level of compensation to go get him?
No, I love the trade, and I understand why people think it was a lot. But Carrington, a lot of that hay is in the barn. I mean, the Browns used a 36th overall pick on Junkins, the running back from Ohio State. Interestingly enough, the Browns gave Jacksonville a 4th and a 6th round pick in that trade. Jacksonville's 4th round pick actually got improved by some 20 spots, so I don't even really count that. I count the 2nd round pick this year and the 1st round pick next year. Look, here's the bottom line. If the Jaguars are bad, and if they're picking in the top 10, Cleveland wins the trade. Jacksonville doesn't think they're going to be bad. They think they're going to be competing for a wild card spot. Around a 500 mark is kind of the floor of this team. They don't think they were as bad as 4-13 last year. A lot of injuries happen. So if Jacksonville's right and they're an 8-9, dare I say a 10-win team, and that pick is in the 20s next year, I think Jacksonville clearly won the trade. So we'll find out soon enough once the season gets here. But I love what Jacksonville did. And quite frankly, I don't think they gave away too much in that deal.
Ryan, I feel like you have to consider the Texans to be the favorite in the AFC South. But if there is another team that I think could win the division, I would pick Jacksonville. How do you handicap the AFC South? And right now, if you want to bet on the over-under, it is at 7.5 right now for Jacksonville. Are you taking the over or the under for them?
Yeah, I'm going to do this on my show later. I have the Jaguars at 9-8 right now. I do have them losing to Kansas City, just to avoid any controversy out there with your audience. I have the Chiefs coming in here and winning on Monday Night Football. No, the AFC South is terrible. I mean, Tennessee is awful. We'll see about Cam Ward, but he's a rookie quarterback, and they didn't really do a lot to surround him with a lot of talent this offseason, the skill positions. Indianapolis has a good roster, but they have a major quarterback controversy on their hands with Daniel Jones versus Anthony Richardson. And Houston, I guess they're the favorite, but they have decided to take a bad offensive line and arguably make it worse. I mean, they replaced Laremy Tunsil at left tackle with Cam Robinson. I mean, that is the Texans' offseason in a nutshell. So I get C.J. Stroud, and that's great, Nico Collins, and aging Joe Mixon. If C.J. Stroud's on the ground a lot, I don't know how good he's going to be. So I question what the Texans did. By default, I guess, I'm going to have them winning the division. But absolutely, I think any team could win this division, and it would not shock me at all if Jacksonville is that team.
That is Ryan Green with 1010 XL in Jacksonville. A busy week for Kansas City. On Monday, October 6th, they play on the road on Monday Night Football against Jacksonville, and then they host Sunday Night Football against the Detroit Lions. Ryan, great stuff, man. I appreciate your time.
Hey, Carrington, anytime, buddy. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.